traveling tips. How do you travel after having weight loss surgery and not gain weight like most people do when they travel? Well, there are several traps when it comes to weight loss surgery and traveling, but the first trap is the airport. Because of today's modern society, people end up going to the airport 90 minutes to 2 hours before the plane flight, and they're typically going to be at an airport at some time, and they're going to be hungry. Most of the restaurants at the airport are of poor quality or are fast food places and don't have food that I would recommend at all to patients. So, the first part is to be prepared when you go to the airport. If you can have a good meal before you go to the airport, that's a key. But if you can't, because you're getting up too early and all you can stomach is coffee, then consider bringing with you some protein powder, especially a type of protein powder with which you can just add water or a little bit of milk and make up a quick protein mix so that you'll be satisfied with something a little bit more substantial. Some of my patients actually bring with them blenders so they can get some fruit at the airport and add some fruit to the protein powder and make their own smoothie. That's a little bit extreme, but I do recommend for patients to bring blenders with them when they travel because making a smoothie from local fruits and vegetables and protein powder is a pretty good, healthy way to go about it. The other thing is that airports have fruits and nuts. Now, when it comes to nuts, you have to be careful because an average portion of almonds is 23 ounces of almonds. You should have that no more than twice a day, otherwise you're going to have way too many almonds and you can get fat eating a lot of nuts. Soybeans or edamame is a great snack to carry with you. A whole cup of that contains about 20 grams of protein, very little calories, and works really well for something that's crunchy and a snack and that you can take with you. So when you're traveling, think of this. You're going into a place where you're probably not going to eat. Before you get to the airport, make sure that you're well hydrated. Before you eat, make sure that you're well hydrated. And be very careful with the food that you get at the airport. If at all costs, leave it to fruits and vegetables. Very few of the proteins at the airport are cooked terribly well. Most of them have been pre-cooked and then they microwave. The fast food is not terribly good, although Wendy's chili sometimes is a good option. So happy travels. Remember, the airport's kind of a tough place to go, but if you prepare for it, you're not going to get too hungry and stuck eating crap that you don't want to eat. We'll have further talks with restaurant tips a little bit later. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson. Good day.